Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nice, ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for the spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put some niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. We back at it again. Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. Of course, this is a Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up, come kick it with your people.
What was that you sent me, Mo?
Oh, yeah. So I sent you. I set up the world famous chop up YouTube. So that's what it was. Did you get a chance to open it? I'm still messing around.
No.
With it. Oh, you did? Okay. So that's what it is. Yeah. So I'm still tweaking it.
So you're taking the world famous chop up over to YouTube now as well.
No, I'm critiquing it. What I'm saying is, so I have a YouTube page that is like my YouTube page, but I haven't really, it's just my stuff that I've been watching, right? But then, of course, with the, with just different like branding and stuff like that, I'm like, all right, so let me just create that page. It was actually something that Kev Herc, he created that page because I created a separate Twitter page. He created an IG page. And so what I'm just, I guess my vision was to kind of just correlate it all together as we move forward. So like I said, I'm new to this whole YouTube thing. I know you've been doing it, you know, for a while. And I'm just trying to get my feet wet in it. So I don't even know which way is which, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I figure we can talk offline and really get it to where it is. But my whole point was I just wanted to show you that,
it's on the horizon. Do what you do.
Yeah.
But shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Let's not be rude. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to number five coming in, Bangladesh. Number four, we got Finland. So big shout out to, you know, to our Euro peoples up north. Number three, we have India. Number two, we have Brazil. Big shout out to Brazil, South America. And big shout out to the home team. You already know it's the United States of America. So east, west, south, of course, I got to give a major shout out to the Great Lakes. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to shout out to you and yours if you're listening. So as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to log on and listen. And this is what we do, man. Real adult talk with SGMO Ben. Let's get it.
For sure. So listen. And I wanted to tell my listeners out there, right, and it's so beautiful. And I don't think the numbers are truly updating on the main side, but we can see on the backside. And right now, we have, like, reached the milestone. And even just for the moment, just being in this milestone, it's beautiful. Over 20% of our listener base is outside of the United States. That's the highest that it has ever been. Over 20%. Yo, let's take it 30%. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in. I really would enjoy seeing over 30% of our listener base being outside of the U.S., right? We can touch more people. We can align with more people here. We do it all. We got the spiritual conversation at the top of the month. We got the world famous chop up at the end of the month, and you never know what the hell we're going to have in between. But that's the whole point of Real Adult Talk, right? We talking about real life things and real life situations, and I love it. So supreme gratitude to everybody that's out there of our listening base being outside of the United States. I know we can do it. United States has always held us down, and we're grateful for that. But growing outside of the United States is a dream of mine, right? And so I'm thankful to you guys. I'm thankful to you all. So over 20%, kudos.
That's great.
So, man, my week, man. Oh, man. I am working on a project. I think I mentioned it about 2 weeks ago. I didn't say what it was. But I'm working on this project that I have going on. I will be telling y'all about it soon. You know, I'm just me. That's just Black. When I'm doing something, I tell y'all after I get done. But shout out to Vogue Atlanta. They just featured me in their magazine Friday, my interview dropped with Vogue Atlanta. You know, salute to y'all for rocking with me, man. They just be like, hey, you know, what's up, you know. So I'm grateful to Vogue. I'm grateful to all of the magazines that continue to reach out to me to, you know, hear my story, to see my alignment. I'm grateful to everybody that, you know, rocks with me, my co-host, Mo Bien, and all of my people that have my back, my best friend, Smooth. My business partner, so on and so forth. But I'm working on this project. So this week was project here. And also second half is gearing up to finally leave my job. That piece right there is like a big piece, but I prayed and asked for it. Last year I asked for it this year. Before I came in and I was like, oh, man, I started reading tarot. I was like, oh, I'm going to quit my job. And that's not really how that works. You know what I'm saying? You have to be in alignment. You have to be ready to take on certain things. And so last year I prayed about it. And then, and you know, and it's just always something that happens. and you can't give up on something because something happens or because you don't see eye to eye. But in this situation, I feel like it's my spirit team showing me, like, hey, you got to let this go. You know, of course, make sure it's the right time, but you got to let this go. Don't get comfortable. You know, the plans that I'm making for the future, none of those plans included me leaving this job. Everything was still me easing in this job. The job is easy. I can ease it in when I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And my spirit team is just reminding me, like, yeah, that's not what we're doing. We're not taking that where we're going. So gearing up to be out of there, officially be out of there, officially taking it serious. Forever grateful for the mission that I've had, for the memories that I've had over the years with my company. But that's one thing, too, that's at the forefront. Finally, you know, making a move. So that's it. Right. Prioritizing this week, getting things done, like real life. Like real life is in real life. So you know, these changes, I can't wait to talk to y'all about what's going on, and the different changes and the steps that I'm taking for these changes and so on and so forth, man. Definitely going to be talking about it more. I think I'm just going to wait, and then after I'm done, I'm going to drop a series on the Blackout Show. The Blackout Show, it's me that's doing it, and Smooth is my motivation on the backside. He's always feeding me stories to, you know, get on there. If I don't post in a while, he come back. But I do have a major series that I'm going to come with. I just don't want to come with it right now because I don't want to, you know. So, yeah, that's my week. How was your week?
So my week is called methodical, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just methodical, just getting everything in rhythm, precise, alignment. Real estate is coming together, so, you know, I'm happy, you know, that I'm just kind of, you know, networking, gaining contacts, gaining momentum. So that's been good. Leads are starting to come in the way I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm really knowing the different neighborhoods up here in New Amsterdam, you know what I'm saying? So so that's really starting to take effect, and I'm happy where that's going. It's been a long time coming, you know what I'm saying, since I switched over to this new brokerage. So that's been cool. Interior decorating was a, you know, good week. So, you know, I'm blessed about that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so, you know, life is life in for me as well, you know what I'm saying? But it's good, man. It's in a good space. Like I said, I'm so happy that the fall is here. Because like I said, man, this summer was, whew, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm happy to just turn the page, man. And, you know, just like I said, get into some new adventures and stuff like that. I'm eager and I'm kind of anticipating, and like I said, I just wanted to just happen organically, but I'm kind of, you know, eager what this YouTube thing could just turn into, you know what I'm saying? I've been like kind of just brainstorming different things, and I know we, like I said, have talked offline, and being that it's just a brand new kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? That's what's kind of exciting about it. It's something new, never knowing where it's going to take us. So you know, so I'm excited about that. Big shout out to my wife, Vintage Nubian, you know what I'm saying? She always, you know, grinding with that. And that's my week, just methodical. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. So, on this beautiful night, man, we have an adult topic. Now, of course, you know, I'm always posting some crazy shit on Facebook. I get paid to post on Facebook. So, you know, it don't be about arguing. It just be really about getting people point of view and so on and so forth. So I may put a topic on there to ruffle some feathers. Like, and this
like
is one
that
definitely
like
ruffles.
Get the
feathers,
people
right?
Talking.
Yeah. So I'm going to read the post that I put up that I knew intentionally was going to ruffle some feathers. And then I'm going to tell you our topic tonight. And then you'll see how it correlates, right? All right. Okay. So the post said, ain't no way I'm going to pay for my own water bill, light bill, rent, phone bill, Wi-Fi bill, get my hair done, buy my food, buy my clothes, buy my weed, and take trips and fix my mouth to say I got a boyfriend. No, the fuck I don't. I am my boyfriend. Or be around here screaming, my man, my man, my man, my man, but struggling. How do you struggle with a ninja? Your whole wife before the man. His job is to show you why he deserves you. I see this far too much. Now, at that point, the conversation went AWOL, okay? The conversation went AWOL on social media. Of course, you know, you got a lot of men that's like, well, you want a man to take care of you, them your bills, that. You can't get through to a beta male, right? And I'm not going to try, you know what I'm saying? And these are also so-called alpha males as well, because these quote-unquote alpha males that walk around here, they too feel like things are supposed to be given to them because they're alpha. Why? Because there's so many weak women that are successful or that have some money but don't have love, and they feel like they're doing something wrong, so they settle for whatever they can get, and then they have a whole alpha child. You know what I'm saying? But I digress. The topic for tonight is, can you submit to your partner even if you're the breadwinner? Okay? So let me make one disclosure on that. Even if the man is the breadwinner, there's still certain areas that he must submit to his wife, right? And or that he should submit to his wife, and vice versa, right? If the woman makes more money, just because you're a woman making the most money, you're still in feminine energy when you come to your partner, right? You're still in feminine energy, and you still have to submit. So we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this conversation because I felt like it would be a very fun topic. Now, we don't talk about this enough, right? And therefore, a lot of people don't do better because they don't know better. I see so many women saying, I helped him with this. I helped him that. I've helped some people with some shit, right, in my life. And the thing is how these people get this help was they would, you know, at one point they would have had their stuff together or seemingly had their stuff together, and then they come around. And, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know, or I'm doing this, I want to do that. And then you're like, yeah, you know, I've seen you, you know, doing your thing, so I'm going to help you out right here. But then you catch a pattern like, wait a minute, you ain't really about this life. And here's the thing. I don't try to be messed up or funny to nobody. But if you're a grown man and you can't stand your own, if I got to help you stand on your own two feet, that's a problem. That's a problem. I need you to be on your own two feet. And if you fall, I'm there to catch you. But I can't, listen, this ain't build a nigga. You know what I'm saying? This ain't build a nigga workshop. I cannot build you up to be what you're already supposed to be. That was your mama job. Your mama failed you, not me. You know what I'm saying? And so I've said that over and over for years on the show, and I stand to that. There's not one person that has tried to play me mentally or tried to get up under me that really would. Listen, I am so frugal. We can be riding down the road and run out of gas, but if I'm with a grown-ass man, I will not listen. No, you're not my husband. We ain't. I don't know what you got going on with you. I will sit there with you while you find us some gas, and I got money in my pocket. I'm that person, right? If I don't know who you are and I don't know that you really got my back and you ain't bringing nothing to the table, I'm not bringing nothing to your table. But that's just me. I'm the captain of the patty squad. If this is my mate, if this is my partner, and something happened with him, it's not a doubt. I got his back. But my partner wouldn't let me give him money. You understand? You see how the difference is? Some people will call him a beta male, but he's an actual alpha male. He's a hardworking man. But he won't let me give him anything. He's like, no, I'm a man. I should hold it on my own. But then men like that, which are the good guys, they get treated like shit. Because the women want the men that's going to dog them out, right? If a woman has to take care of you, she's going to treat you some type of way. She's going to treat you some type. She know that she's getting guaranteed dick. She knows she's getting guaranteed quality time with you. She know that she's going to stand out, you know, from the rest. Women are desperate because you got a lot of women that's making a lot of money and they don't have a man. And you got men that see that and play on that. You know what I'm saying? And they go for the gusto. Well, I'm gonna ride it out. Why not? So why would a man be about anything to a woman that's about something when you got all of these insecure, lost, just out of their mind, females out here that's doing whatever just to say that they got a man, right? Now, nowhere in my post did I say if I was single, if I'm not single, if I was married, if I was divorced. I didn't say anything. You had so many people assuming. See, that's why you won't get somebody. That's why you won't get nobody now. That's why you're not blessed. Who said I wasn't single? Who said I was single? Who said I'm not blessed? Who said I was? You know what I'm saying? This is the assumptions, and this is what people have to realize. A hit dog will holler. I had some men on that post mad as hell. I didn't argue back with these men. It was simply put, you, if you knew better, you would do better. How can I expect these men to understand me on a level that they have not yet experienced? You understand? So when it comes down to it, I'm the breadwinner. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm, you know, I've been blessed to be in that position. I don't mind being the breadwinner, right? Because at the end of the day, it's been times, me growing up, I wasn't the breadwinner, but I was around a bunch of real-ass men that got money, and they had a lot of money. I've been kept since I've been very young, and these men, you know, they had the money that people can only dream about having. You know what I'm saying? All of these models getting flued out. And all, man, I've been doing this. Baby, I'm 41. Man, I hit the street at 18. So the things that make them like, yeah, you know, I was that person. Now, being that I am the breadwinner, you know, most of the time, so look at it depends on the situation, okay? Now, if I got a situation where my partner, he go to work every single day, he get his own, he holding his own now, he ain't asking me for nothing, and he's still handling the simple shit that I need him to handle because he like, you know, I see you doing what you're doing. Fucking right, I'm going to submit. What? Submit? That's not, listen. Liz, you ain't got to ask me to cook. I'm cooking breakfast. I'm cooking dinner. I'm bringing you your plate. I'm bringing you your drink. How high you want me to jump? Like, it happens by default, right? When you put a woman in a position where she doesn't have to survive, she's going to submit by default, right? So you got to be mindful of using submission and low self-esteem. Right? You got to know the difference between them. Because you got some women that got some low self-esteem and ain't nobody really rocking with them like that. So, therefore, they just going to do whatever they can do to keep somebody around them. That's not submissive. They got low self-esteem. They ain't got no other options, you know what I'm saying, but to do what they got to do. A woman that's going to submit, meaning that she don't have to, but she's doing it willingly, right? If it was a man that, boom, I'm the breadwinner. And, yeah, he went to work, but you had to go to work based upon me. Like, just say if you work for my company. And because you work for my company, you pay bills or whatever the case may be, hypothetically. Or because you work for my company, you're able to invest and so on and so forth. I'm not going to be as submissive, and that's just an honest statement, right? Because as a man, you should really have your own. And as a man, you're not having your own, me saying, okay, you working with me or working under me. It's like, okay, let's make it happen. But what are you doing outside of that, right? So, see, I'm a different breed because some people may feel like, you know, oh, she be to herself all the time. She just looking for this or she just looking for that. Like, bruh, listen, I had a fat nigga try to play on my brain one time, yo. True story. Nigga wasn't even the type of nigga that I would normally go for. But I felt sorry for the nigga because the situation he was in. This nigga then turned and tried to play me. I'm like, how you going to try to play somebody when you barely in the damn door? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. So it depends on the situation, Mo. If this person is genuinely standing on their own, doing what they're doing, there's nothing that they need me for, yeah, fucking right, I'll submit. If this person needs me for anything, I'm not submitting, Mo. Mm. Now, if my partner fell off, like, I've been with my partner for years. If something was to happen with my partner, he fell off, I would happily hold it down for him while still being in a submissive energy to him, because he is more than proven that he got my back. You know what I'm saying? See, you don't just do a little something from time to time and then just be like, oh, okay, you got my back. That's not how it works. And you and broke men don't know how that genuinely works, right? You feel like somebody's supposed to come in the door and have your back without you proving yourself. No, you might get a couple crumbs, right? You might get a little charity, right? And it's okay. But for me to just sit down and be like, oh, I'm finna go all out for you, and you ain't proving yourself to me? No, man, that's not going to happen at all. Not in my world, it's not. And all I got to do is get one whiff that you not right. One whiff that you not right, and it's over. It's over for you, because I take that very serious, you know? I don't have to go dig on nobody. I grind and get my own. I damn sure ain't finna take care of nobody. Raggedy-ass son, because they raggedy-ass mammy didn't know how to do their job and raise them right. I'm just not doing it. Because guess what? It started at home. So if you out here and you don't know how to make something happen with yourself, it's your mammy problem. Your mammy failed you. I don't owe you nothing. Your mama do, though. Go back to your mama and try it again. That has nothing to do with
it.
So,
is it the mother that failed them, or is it the father that failed them? Sound like it's a father.
Both.
From what you're telling me.
Because at the end
no,
of
I'm
the day, yes, your father.
The father. You just said the mother.
Listen, at the end of the day, your father is an example on how to be a man, and your mother is an example on how to love a woman.
True. Hit that right on. I can't. Yeah, that's right.
So what I'm saying is, too, like, you know, what I'm saying is, it's like, yeah, if my partner, if something happened to my partner, and he would still try to, he would be like, no, I'm going to go, you know, take it out of my 401k or something, you know, like, he has a great job, but I would still be like, no, you know, I got you, you know, like, just in hindsight, I got you. Okay, like we was going through something, right? And it was our birthdays, and so we were like, man, I don't know what we're gonna do. I said, man, I want to turn all the way up. And he was going through something, so he really couldn't turn up. And he was just like, no, I just prefer to get you something for your birthday because you know I'm fucked up right now. So I'm like, oh man, don't worry about it. You know, we gonna figure it out. Of course, he ended up getting me something for his birthday, but we went out. We went all the way out for the whole weekend, like $1,600, $1,700 weekend, and we stayed right here in Atlanta. But it was the experience. It was the thought that counted, right? He always remember that point. You know what I'm saying? Of like, dang, you know, she showed out. He's like, man, this is way too much money you spent. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's no limit because I know that that's a good person. I know that that's a good person. I know that this person got my back. This person has shown me over and over and over again, you know, that they got their back, that they got my back. And even if me and this person is not together and this person need me, I would still, you know what I'm saying, help this person out because of who they were. So, yes, I can be submissive in the right situation, even though I'm the breadwinner. But it has to be the right situation. What do you think?
Yeah, all right. So once again, tonight's topic is, can you submit to your partner even if you're the breadwinner, right? So, all right, so here's how I'm gonna come at this. First off, it's levels to this. You know what I'm saying? So once again, either you're married or you're not, all right? So, you know, if you're not married, I don't even know why y'all getting into all this, you know what I'm saying, because you're not really married and, you know what I'm saying, and it just seems like it could crumble easily. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really rock with it if you're not really married, because that partner to me, when you say partner, that means a husband or a wife. All right. So that's the one part I'll say. The second part I'll say is, and I've said this numerous times since we've been doing this show. First off, marriage is a business. Second off, when you're married with kids, it's a corporation. You know what I'm saying? So the person that you marry is supposed to be until death do us part. So here's the other thing that people got to realize, man. Money is energy. You know what I'm saying? It's like fire. You know what I'm saying? You feed it, it's going to grow. You know what I'm saying? You fuck it up, it can rain and fucking, you know, now the fire's out. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just because, and like I said, life comes as cycles and seasons. You know what I'm saying? So when you with somebody, you know what I'm saying, it's going to have cycles where one person's up, one person could be down, y'all could be level, the next person is up, you know what I'm saying? The pendulum swings, especially if y'all both about that life, you know what I'm saying? If y'all both got some hustle about you, y'all both got aspirations and goals, it's going to circulate, you know what I'm saying? It's going to teeter a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So that's number one. So I think, you know, before you put a ring on a finger, you better know this person that you get with is, you know, it's really going to be till death do you part. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to, like I said, Nas, he said one of the realest lyrics ever when he was singing. He said something from one of his albums. He said from Life is Good, I believe. But he said, up, down, up, play with cash. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's the one part I'll say. I'm trying to think, what else will I add to it? And then I'll give you some examples, right? Because me and my wife, you know, today we had a chance to kind of just chill out. We both had busy weeks, you know what I'm saying? So today we kind of went out for dinner last night. So today we just relaxing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, one of my wife's favorite shows, I told you we'd be on our reality TV shows, you know what I'm saying? But one of her favorite go-tos is 90 Day Fiancé, right? And if there's one couple on there, I can't think of the names, right? But I'll just tell you the one. It's a white lady from Georgia, and it's a black dude from New York who was a cop. He's a retired cop, right? So he's getting a pension and stuff like that. But and this is something very important, so I'm glad I thought of this. So he, because they was, you know, going the 90 Day Fiancé route, he moved to Atlanta, but she already had her house. And he moved in with her. That's a no-no, in my opinion. I'm an alpha male. I would never do that in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to have my own shit. I'm not about to move in with a female because that, she's going to call the shots. The minute you say something or you do something that she don't like, here she come. Oh, get out my house or this and that and that and this. And then it's, you know what I'm saying? And I can't rock with that energy at all. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? But he did it. And I guess, you know, they was just dating and she didn't really know him like that or they didn't know each other like that. And when he got down there, I guess she thinking he lazy or all you do is watch TV all day. And she like, damn, what you doing? And even though he got his pension coming in and stuff like that, it's just not enough because I guess she's just tired of seeing him every day on the sofa or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's levels to it. You know what I'm saying? And it's psychology, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta be careful too, because you gotta find somebody to compliment you. I'll give you another example. You know what I'm saying? Then I'll serve it back up to you. But another example that I think is a dope example is Real Housewives of Atlanta. Right, that just ended. Me and my wife watched this. The season was pretty good. Shout out. But one of my favorite couples is on the show. You know, shout out to Candy from Escape, and her mother was always shitting on her. Now husband, his name is Todd, right? Shitting on him. Oh, you ain't up to par. Like, I don't know why you with you. You ain't on her level, and you don't make enough money or whatever. But he took that as motivation. You know what I'm saying? And he got some hustle about him. He, because marriage is a business. Now they took invested, and you in Atlanta, they got Old Lady Gang and restaurants, and now he just financed and produced, or he just produced and directed his own movie. You know what I'm saying? So they formulated and they both just leveled up together. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, all right, because she was in a platinum selling group and all this other stuff. And she'd been on this show for years. So, of course, her money up. And he, you know, he wasn't no slouch, but his money wasn't what her money is. But because marriage is a business, they meshed. And now they're now investors and this. And now they've grown together. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just one example. So, you know, You when you marry somebody, you got to just know it's for the long haul. And, you know, hopefully the person that you choose to marry, you know what I'm saying, y'all are partners in this and y'all can get it. It's not, you know what I'm saying, because, look, I could be the breadwinner, but I might just don't know how to manage my money. You know what I'm saying? So I could be making all types of money, but I just fuck it off. I'll be blowing it off. But my wife, maybe she come in and she like, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just good with money. She know how to like, nah, let's put ourselves on a budget. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we want a vacation. We want to do this. We want to do that. We got kids. But let's make sure we don't go crazy because we need the budget. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. It could be the female. She could, you know what I'm saying? Because, look, we got to realize this, too. We in a different climate, a different environment, a different world. It's not whatever people want to say. It ain't what it used to be 40, 50 years ago when, okay, everything was catered to the male. You get out, you get your job, and your wife come in. She, you know, just tend to the house and raise the kids and stuff. It's not like that. We have women's rights, civil rights, and all this for a reason. Now we got all the gay rights, but that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But what I'm saying is, through all this, I'm just saying, no, let's just be honest. Through all this, we got equal pay in a lot of things. I mean, of course, it's not always like that, but I'm just trying to say, so you got women who can get in these certain positions that the males used to just dominate, and now you know how it go. I'm not trying to make excuses, but a lot of times, because of this country is, they'll leverage certain times. So, the women is making, especially in black women, black male, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it just goes like that. Like, she's able to get into that. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta level that out. So, what I'm just trying to say is, she could be making all the money in the world, but if she's fucking off the money and y'all, like, just constantly in struggle, what good is that? She's making the more money, but she don't know how to manage it. And or vice versa. Like, if I'm making all the money, and I don't know how to manage it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's checks and balances. So, you know, that's what I'm going to say. I'll serve it back up to you. So, you know, what you think about that?
Right, when you're going that deep, but right, you know what I'm saying? It could definitely be a balance in the situation where you're bringing something that she can't bring, right? And that definitely can happen, and it breaks down and, you know, so on and so forth. Yes, we want to know. In the perfect world, we want to know the partner that we marry. In the perfect world, we want to know that everything is going to be okay. In a perfect world. But we don't live in a perfect world. And not everybody is set to be happy in a long relationship like you. Right? True. Like you found your partner. You're one of the few that was able to get this lucky. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy for you that you were able to get, you know, as lucky as you were. That you're able to get as happy as you were. So as far as you are, and to be as happy as you are, you know, with your wife, happily married man. So everybody can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't do that. So I feel like between the thin line of how this is all supposed to happen, people are getting lost. And here's how, because they just want to say that they got somebody. And they're going off of the fact of, you know, yeah, this is my person, and I believe in them, and I trust them. Trust is being given out. It's not being earned. It's just being handed out, you know, like candy. Like, okay, you know, I trust this person. They're going to make it do what it do. You know, I'm not worried about this. I'm not worried about, you know, about that, you know. But You should be worried about it. You know what I'm saying? You should be worried about how this person can produce, you know, if they can produce what they can produce. And you need to let a person show you what it is that they can bring to the table versus going off of what you feel or what you think you know. Because this is what gets us in these situations of liking somebody and quote unquote loving somebody and ended up with the short end of the stick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what we are trying not to do. So yeah, I hear you and I get it, but I feel like it's just way deeper than that, man. It just really is.
Well,
it's way deeper, and we're not giving these people the codes because everybody is so wishy-washy. Like, well, yeah, if you really like them, you're going to ride with them and you're going to be down for them. But being down for somebody that ain't been down with you is asinine.
True. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to see it from a different perspective. It's just hard to not see it from the way I'm looking, you know, from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to see it from a different perspective. So can you submit to your party, even if you're the breadwinner? I mean, and then like you said, I mean, maybe you submit in different ways because y'all play your opposition. I mean, I just think, I don't want to just say I think different, but I guess I do in a way. You know what I'm saying? So like I told you, I'm always adapting to, I mean, of course, hashtag happily married men, but whoever I would be dealing with, if I wasn't dealing with my wife, I'm going to adapt to, you know, strengths and weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm going to find, you know, whatever my partner is, oh, put it like this. Yeah, whatever my partner is weak in, I'm going to be stronger in, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm weak in a certain, because nobody's perfect, so if I'm weak in a certain area, I want to mesh, especially if I'm getting serious, with a partner that's gonna strengthen that weakness. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to fit. Life's a puzzle. You know what I'm saying? So you got to find people to fit your puzzle. You know what I'm saying? So I just think people be looking at it from the wrong angle. You know what I'm saying? If you coming into it looking like you just looking, people are looking at it wrong. If they coming in from that point of view already, like, I just think it's probably not going to be meant to be. If you're coming in already, you already sizing it up where I'm the breadwinner or she the breadwinner and this got to be, you know what I'm saying? I just think I don't think it's built on nothing.
But whoa. Well, how do you think they supposed to look at it? So if you coming in a relationship, right, and just say, okay, let's do this. Me and you, we meet each other. I'm like, man, you know, I really like him. You know, he tall, he handsome, he intelligent. Saying, boom. But you on your dick, right? You on your dick.
Okay. I'm on my dick. What you mean when you said that?
Your money bag. Dick. You know what I'm saying? Your money bag. Oh. Your money not right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, I like him. The average female would say, man, I like him right now, and I just want to, you know, see what he need to get done and invest in him so he can do what he need to do. You know what I'm saying? And so the average female goes, yeah, I like him. Like, you know, babe, what's your dreams and what's your aspirations and all of these things, right? And so you're like, oh, man, I want to do this, I want to do that. And now you got this female that's pouring into you, right? So now, you know, you're like, okay, she's pouring into me. But you don't never really get out of that energy, right? Because keep in mind, in order for you to get out of this energy, you got to put in the work yourself. But this person is just pouring into you. Now she feels as though she's entitled to you. Now she feels as though she's entitled to your time and your energy because you her son. At this point, you know what I'm saying? She didn't cater to you. So,
you said, wow.
Again,
that's already fucked up. That's already, as an alpha male, that's already fucked up. No, because I ain't never going to be, I got one mom. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
so
then. So that's the same way I tell these men that I'm not going to go back and forth with them because they're not going to understand the level that they haven't been on. It's the same shit with you. Mo, you're a hustler. You're a Leo. You finna go get bread. You can't see it in the way that these type of men that's out here trying to live off of women see it because you're not finna do it that way. But this is the whole point. Like, this woman wants your time. She wants your energy. She wants all be around. She don't care about taking care of you. As long as she gets your time and your energy, and she gets it's what she say and how she say it and da 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 this and da 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 that. That's all that fucking matters. You know what I'm saying? I had a dingy ass bitch tell me one time. Her man was at me, right? And he was what they call in America poly as well. We don't believe in poly, you know, in our tradition. But you know, he was poly. Her man was at me, and she went on a smear campaign about me, right? Not about the man that came to me, but about me. So when I sat and I talked to her, I said, well, what would make you go and start all of this stuff about me? She said, because you was the one that was taking him from his home, and we were struggling. We didn't have food in our refrigerator, and and our money was low. I said, what the fuck that got to do with me? Like, we not no side chick. You know, we don't play like that. We don't move like that. So what that got to do with me is you ain't got no food in your refrigerator. Because obviously it's something you doing wrong, because this man had money every time he was around me. This man had money in his pocket every time we went out of town. When this man want to take me shopping or buy me something, he was able to do it. So you mean to tell me that this man that you still worship was out spending money on me while you were sitting at home hungry and you mad at me? This is how dumb women are. This is how stupid women are. And we not talking to these women because they think it's okay. They think it's cool. They think it's, you know what I'm saying? This is how it's supposed to be. This is how stupid women are, bro. Like, real life dumb. So at the point of now I know how dumb you are. I can never come to you, come together with you and be a sister wife because you're stupid. Right? That's not a good business.
That's not a good business. I don't know if you want to join that corporation.
that's not a good business move for me, buddy. Within 2 weeks, man, I trumped the whole mission. Whatever was already established, fuck it, right? That's not a good business investment. The one thing that people fail to realize is that these relationships and situationships and marriages, they are business opportunities. And how you are in a relationship shows how you are in your business. You understand me? So when you can't succeed in business, you not succeeding in your relationship in real life. You got some people that go through several relationships in the public eye that have a good business. Why do they go through several relationships? Because they're a good business person. And that relationship was not rendering the return that they needed, so they got out of it. See, the people that get in these relationships and sit in these relationships, these are the people that ain't doing good business. Somebody said to me, I said, I've been in several long relationships. So somebody said, would you want to listen and take advice from somebody that has been in several long relationships, or would you want to take advice from somebody that's been in one or two long relationships? I said, for me, I said, I can learn something from both. But I really want to hear what the one who's been in several long-term relationships is, because they've been through more in life. So you can only weigh your shit to this one person that you've been with. Somebody that's been in several, they done changed up their options a couple times. So they going to tell me some shit that I need to hear. You understand me? Like, you done changed the type, you know, all kind of shit, you know, several times, right? So we have to be mindful of what we are listening to and what we pay attention to, because a lot of these people out here are just plumb dumb, right? They're plumb dumb. This is business decisions. Man, you got that person that's just staying with this person no matter what, they're not going to be a good business partner. And me, my whole life is about business, right? Everything that I do is business moves. So if you cannot be an asset to me, I can't do anything with you, right? My partner fell flat on his face. I will pick him up, dust him off. He never failed. You know what I'm saying? But for you to come in a relationship and automatically assume favor hold because you came in the situation fucked up, that's not my job. That's your mammy's job, okay? We're going to repeat this again. Say it with me. It's your mammy's job to make sure that you get on your feet. Or as a grown man, it's your job to make sure you get on your feet. It's not a grown woman's job to make sure that you get on your feet. It's just not. Now, in hindsight to that, we moved so far away from this because I said it before, I will say it again, I never fought for equal rights to a man. I am not equal to a man. I am a feminine energy. He is the masculine energy. When I am out here on these jobs, when I'm out here running these businesses, I am in masculine energy because I am the boss, right? But when it comes to my partner, I am not the boss, okay? And that's what you want. You want somebody that can lead the relationship and you follow. It's not easy. That's not easy because a little boy doesn't even know what that means. He don't even know what that means. So if you tell a man you lead and I follow, and it comes down to leading with your finances or something like that, run. Okay? You're going to run. That's what that means. But when it all boils down to it, we don't know that trust is earned and not given. We don't know that a person has to fully invest in a situation in order for you to turn around. And we got a lot of, and honestly, we got a lot of sad women out here that do this on the sake of love and feel like love was the reason to do these things, because they see these women buying these men these expensive cars and so on and so forth, and yet they think that's what you're supposed to do. These are the messages that's coming out, you know, to these women. That's why they lost in the sauce. They hurt. They bitter. They spazzing out on social media because you poured into something, right, that didn't have a bottom. It can't pour back into you because you were pouring into a bottomless vessel. You know what I'm saying? And I need my women everywhere to realize that. Man, if you're pouring into something, make sure that the bottom in there first, right? And it's going to take you a while to walk up to a person and get in their personal space to look down in their cup, to look down in their pot, to make sure there's a bottom in there. Slow the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? You know, little something here, little something there. Okay, you can write that off. That's charity. But before you go all in and invest in something, look into their pot and make sure it's a bottom there. Because if you're pouring into something that can't pour back into you, and the number one comment I hear from a silly bitch is, I'm already invested, so I don't know what to do. I'm already locked in, so it is what it is. I don't even want to be close to anybody that's talking like, if that's your mama talking like that, I don't care who it is around you talking like that, I don't want to be around none of y'all, because now you hang around dumb people. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want that. So, yeah, it just all depends on the person that you are, that you with, and what they bring to the table. As a man, though, as I was saying, as a man is supposed to be the provider. In the post, what the young lady was saying is, I wish I would do all these things that I'm doing for myself with you beside me. See, I can do all of these things by myself, but if you beside me, you're going to step up and do something. And that's sure. And not one man was able to reiterate that on that post. Everybody got in their feelings, them your bills, them this. I actually did it for the post. I get paid for every post, comment, and share that I put on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, on Facebook. So it was to rile them up. I'm not going to lie. But the fact of the matter is, a man is supposed to be the provider. He's supposed to be the leader. He's supposed to be the protector, right? The feminine energy, she got a lot of roles on her own. So I'm not, boy, I tell my partner all the time, I don't give a fuck what I got. My nails need to be done. You know what I'm saying? This needs to be done. And I stand on that. And he know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, we ain't doing that. Like, why would I leave? And a lot of times, like, I done been in situations myself, and I done felt like, man, you know, me and my partner wasn't seeing eye to eye. Me and my partner weren't working out. Me and my partner this, me and my partner that. And I would leave, right? Or he would leave. You know, he never left me, but he's put me, well, he didn't leave me one time. But other than that, he's put me in a situation where I would walk away from him. He's self-sabotaged on purpose. And when I go out here in this world, I see him be like, nah, I don't want none of this shit out here. I'm taking my ass back home.
Grass wasn't green on
the other side. Right. Like, that grass ain't shit with a G. That bitch brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I happen to realize how spoiled this man got me. You feel me? And I'm like, that's crazy. This man got me so motherfucking spoiled. And it just happens to work. It happens to work. I can't lie. So when you got a whole grown ass man that's gonna hold it down and make sure you straight and be the provider, be a protector, you know, just be that thing that you need, that person that you need, and y'all get into it and you be like, man, I could go out here and find somebody else. No fucking can't. And I had to learn that the hard way. Like, I don't want nothing out here no more. I give the fuck up. Now, me and him, when we fall out, I'd be like, man, okay, I'm finna slide. But that's just my pride. And I feel like I'm gonna keep going through this until I swallow my pride and be like, fuck that. We get into it. I'm just like, well, I'm gonna just be right here waiting on you because, nigga, ain't shit out there for me. Like, I'm not going. I ain't doing it, you know? And sometimes, and that has taken me a couple years to get there. I ain't going to lie to you. But you know, it's better late than never, ain't it?
True.
Man, listen, these people out here, they need help, Mo. And I know you ain't been on the dating pool in a long time. These people need help, bro.
They need help, huh?
They need help.
It's a different time, you know what I'm saying? You got to evolve with the times, man. That's all I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be fit for these times, you know? It's different out here now. So once again, this has been another awesome topic. Big shout out to Black, you know, coming through, you know what I'm saying? Starting some stuff on FB, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Get the conversation going, get the people riled up. But I was, once again, can you submit to your partner, even if you're the breadwinner? So definitely have some good convo with that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely some jewels and some nuggets I think we both came with. So shout out to us for keeping a real adult talk. So now, without further ado, we're going to get into my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk on certain different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week and bring it to what we call the world-famous chop-up. So, Black, you know what I'm saying? So, I got a few topics in here that I'm going to try to stretch out, you know what I'm saying? But let me ask you this. This week, was there anything that you was tripping on that you was like, you know what? I'm going to bring it to the world-famous chop-up, and we're going to talk about it.
Well, I'm going to find something for you because last week, I'm going to tell you what happened last week. Last week, I was intending on riding with you last week. And then I had went to sleep out of nowhere. I don't know what I know what I did. I was on I had took some medicine, some E5 medicine at that. And I went to sleep. After I finished our topic, I went to bed. And I felt so bad. Like, I'm sitting here with the phone on mute, and by the time I woke up, the phone was still going.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Man, it's about that in real life, for real. So, let's see here. It's something on here is,
You definitely sent me something on YouTube. I just kind of clicked on it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't really get a chance to go in depth. I don't know if that was something that you was tripping on.
Okay. Okay. So it was something. It was something that I seen, but it's kind of like, I just feel like they done ran out of shit now. You know what I'm saying? And this is getting so weird to me. So, I just want to see where I want to go because I really don't want to. I don't want to go a certain direction. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to.
You're trying to stay on this road, okay? You don't want to make no left.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Eat a dead horse. What is it?
I don't want to take it too ghetto. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I can balance it out. What's up? Let's get a little hood.
Okay.
So
I was laughing at Boosie. Now, Boosie always in the news about something that he's doing, saying, just being extra. At this point, I just feel like it's publicity stunt, but he's known for the wrong thing.
He don't do music no
more. Well, he was a gangster, and then he was fighting a death penalty and got off, and then he's just weird now. But he was in the news for being upset because the Waffle House employee did not want to cook the potatoes that he brought from home.
What the? That's, you know, he just trolling at that point. That's trolling. He really trying to, like, just get, I don't know, just get talked about. You know what I'm saying? He want to just be on YouTube because, you know, yeah, that was an experiment in trolling. I think that's what that was. That tells me that from jump. Because you, come on, man. You're a grown-ass man. You know what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? So whoever worked it, like, come on, man. I'm going to turn off the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm the owner of this establishment, I'm going to be like, yeah, man, we ain't about to do this, man. So, turn it off or whatever. If you want to order something, but that's about it. So
there's this whole thing, with Blueface and Kristen Rock.
Yeah. What's up with that?
So she was on his reality TV show. She was actually very athletic, very beautiful young lady. She's from Miami. He's from California.
I thought she was from Baltimore. She's from Baltimore.
Hmm?
That's the one with the missing tooth, right?
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend. She's from Baltimore.
I thought the chick was from Miami. That's crazy. Okay. So she just had the baby. And, of course, you know, they're two ghetto people. So good night. No, good night. So they just had a child, and Blueface wasn't there. So the whole time that they have been going through this separation, C-Rock, since she voiced herself that she was fighting herself and she was taking her power back, he has been under the other baby mama heavy. Like, the other baby mama wasn't on the scene at all. So as a woman, I know that he's hurt that Rock is not dealing with him no more. So everything that he talks about, how he stays in the news for trolling her, everything that he talks about now is trolling her. Either he got the other baby mama asking the other baby mama, like, where is the baby going to sleep? This ain't even your baby. And then the other baby mama, her son, has already told her, said, when you're not here, my mama treats me bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's trolling. It's crazy. It's pathetic at this point.
I'm starting to see this, and you tell me what you think, but it just seems like that's kind of like with Bootsy. It just seems like a lot of these, you know, rappers, or former rappers or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll get on, they'll get a hit, they'll get a name. And then, like, the ratchetness, you know what I'm saying, just keeps them relevant. You know what I'm saying? Especially now with social media, you know, everything's clickbait. And this, the Blueface, like, his whole relationship just became a reality show on social media. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, he's like, damn, I don't even really do the music like that no more, because people want to know me. You know what I'm saying? They want to click for my drama with this chick. Like, like, for example, I got hit I only knew she was from Baltimore. I'm like 85% sure she's from Baltimore. I could have sworn she said that, because I saw them on Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing show. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Mike Tyson. He's got a podcast called Hot Boxing. And this is before I started watching it, but I just listened to him. I might go back and watch it. I don't know, if I'm bored one day. But anyway, they was on there. And it was interesting, like, because that's where I got to know him. Because, you know, Blueface had a couple of hits. You know, I get into my Cali, you know what I mean, my West Side. You know what I'm saying? I like my Cali, you know, rap or whatever. So, but anyway, they was on Hot Boxing, and Mike Tyson was just like, yo, I'm infatuated by y'all. And he was like, what? He was like, because you remind me of me back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to just love drama and relationships and shit, and, you know, I did a lot of shit out of love. You know, of course, Mike Tyson was Robin Givens, and, you know, before he really got with the wife that he's with now, to really kind of, you know, it took Mike Tyson, I guess, a long time to kind of get to the maturity level that he's at. He's always been a smart guy. Like, Mike Tyson's definitely, you know, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, even though people just didn't understand him. But now he seemed like he really settled down now, especially he's older now. But anyway, it was just interesting seeing their dynamic and stuff like that. So now, I think, you know, a couple of things that I heard in the news, that one, I think she just got sentenced to 4 years for, like, selling drugs or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to be starting rumors.
Cool, Rock?
Okay. Yeah. No?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I don't know. This is why I don't be on the blogs and shit like that. Like, I leave the gossip to you, because, like, I be seeing shit and I'm like, hold on, is that something? I could have swore I saw something, but that's why you got to be careful. But anyway, I guess what I was going with this was, nowadays, it just seems like certain rappers, they become more, I guess, entertaining by just the ratchetness. You know what I'm saying? So I would say Boosie, now Blueface, you know, this chick, you know, like people know who she is because, like I said, they see them on all different type of social media doing wild shit, and, you know, that's what it is. And it just seems like they get further and further and further away from making music. You know, so that's my two cents on that. I don't know.
Oh, but, wow. Yeah, it's a lot of BS when it comes to that. Not like this. It's like a lot of people reaching for
attention.
You know, some type of reaction, and it's getting old. You know, it's really getting old with the shenanigans. Let me see. It's not really much. Yes, they're still talking about Trump. How most people have swayed and went Trump way, you know. A lot of people are supporting Trump right now. I'm glad that they are. I love the way that that people are supporting Trump. Keep it going. We got to get this thug out of the office.
We definitely got to get her out of here.
We got to get them out of this office here. Oh, I seen videos of Kamala Harris. All of a sudden, now she back at the Black Cookhouse now. You know, like, it's so weird. You ain't been at them Black Cookout since you've been in there, and now you back at the Black Cookout. I just, you know.
That's crazy. So she back on her black shit now.
She's back on her black shit.
Oh, that's what it was. Hold on real quick before you do that, because I just had to Google. All right, so she was sentenced to Christian Rock, who we was just talking about with Blueface. That's her name, Christian. Yeah, Christian Rock, right? Yeah, she was sentenced to 4 years probation. She got probation.
Okay.
All right. She was basically, according to certain sources, Rock was sentenced to 4 years probation earlier this week after pleading guilty to charges of possession of a controlled dangerous substance without a tax stamp and possession with the intent to distribute. So, yeah, so that's what that – I know I saw something. So, I guess, you know, so it wasn't – she's not getting no jail time. Wait, hold on. Christian Rock dodges jail time in Oklahoma drug case. Yeah. So she was in Oklahoma or something about to get a popping, I guess, but, you know, they couldn't get her on, I guess, something real – big where she would actually have to go to jail, but she did get probation. So that's what I was talking about. So I just wanted to clarify because I was like, I'm not crazy. I know I saw something, but I don't know if I believe the story.
Yeah,
but
I'm like, if the world cares, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion came out with another song. I love Cardi B. Not a fan of Megan Thee Stallion, so obviously I can't really listen to it. I just can't. Free Tory Lanez.
He's trying to get an appeal, from what I hear too, but I don't know if that's gonna. I don't know if that's gonna work, dude. But anyway,
as it should work, but they know that he's innocent, so they don't want to give him another appeal. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the right person on there.
He didn't have the right lawyer.
Yeah, he didn't have the right lawyer. He thought he did. Yeah, that's what I got. So I got you all the way down to.
I can take it from here. I got it from here. So, all right. So Black, I do appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? You know, Black keep us on point with our, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, what's going on in the on the blogs? You know what I'm saying? When she come on, you know what I mean? And I like to, you know, go back and forth and see what's popping in these streets. You know what I'm saying? These the blogosphere or whatever. So. Without further ado, let me get into the rest of the world famous chop up. So, all right, so a couple things, man. So, big shout out. We're going to get into the sports report. So, big shout out to Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. You know what I'm saying? They beat Nebraska this past week. So, they are definitely on a collision course with USC. So, that's going to be coming up in, I would say, about 2 weeks. So, shout out to Deion Sanders, his son Shedeur Sanders. Travis Hunter, the two-way player out of Colorado, they're definitely doing their thing. I really see this being big. I didn't really think it was going to be like this. You know, I thought it was going to be big, but I didn't know it was going to really just become a real big national story the way it is. What he's doing is amazing. You know, it's got me pumped up for college football, which I haven't been in a while. You know, I'm a pro type of guy, you know what I'm saying? But every so often, like I said, I think I said it last week, I touched on this story a little bit, but every so often there's a captivating story collegiately, you know what I'm saying? Like you had the Fab Five, Michigan, Fab Five, the basketball team, Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, you know, Juwan Howard, that team back in the day captivated the whole national attention, you know what I'm saying, when they had the baggy shorts and the black Nikes, the low socks, the baggy Michigan jerseys, the whole team had, you know, bald heads, you know what I'm saying, so they were showing that unity, and they went all the way to the championship. They didn't win it. Of course, you know, Chris Webber had called a timeout they didn't have, but, you know, everybody always remembers that team and how the Michigan, how they made so much money off of them, but, you know, at that time they didn't have the NIL deals. They didn't have the transfer portals that they do now. Where now, you know, collegiately, if you're a collegiate athlete, you can get paid off your name and likeness. So, but that was a captivating story back then. You know, that was one of my favorite teams. But this is kind of reminding me of that because, you know, Deion Sanders got the college football on fire right now. Everybody's checking for it. You know, big shout out to one of my favorite sports shows to watch. You know, Cam and Mace. It is what it is. You know, Cam was at the game, so you just saw, you know, just the joy. You're seeing Deion Sanders and, you know, his son do his thing at the quarterback position. It's been special. But 2 weeks from now, and I don't want to get caught up because I hate, you know, kind of looking past the team because they still got to play Colorado State next week, which they should. They should win, you know what I'm saying? But once you get, I don't want to be like the way Mike Tyson was back in the day. I was just talking about Mike Tyson, but, you know, Mike Tyson was at the height of his powers. And we just started assuming that Mike Tyson was just going to knock every dude out in, like, the first three rounds. And he kind of was feeling himself, was chilling, dating Robin Givens, you know, not training as hard, thinking, all I got to do is just come in. And then, you know, Buster Douglas had the big upset. So, you know, you got to pay attention to the opponent that's in front of you. And I'm sure Deion Sanders is doing that. So I just don't want to jinx him. And I'm going to talk about a jinx, too. Will just reminded me, so I don't want to lose my train of thought. But shout out to Deion Sanders. But if they beat, you know, this coming Saturday, the week after, they will be going up against USC, Caleb Williams, who's the you know, he was the Heisman Trophy winner from last year. And, you know, a lot of people think he's got a good chance to win it again and being the first, not the first, but the first in a long time to win a back-to-back Heisman. So that's going to be interesting to see. You know, and speaking of USC and speaking of Cam and Mace, shout out to O.J. Simpson. He was on their show. And I've been seeing O.J. Simpson. I've been rocking with O.J. Simpson on Twitter for a minute. So it's just good seeing him get a little bit of shine outside of the whole O.J. trial or whatever that captivated this whole nation, you know, what, 20, 30 years ago, the whole O.J. trial and all that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he did – you know, was found not guilty, and then he did go to jail because he was coming back to get some of his memorabilia in Vegas. So he served, what, probably like about 8 years or whatever, and then he finally got out probably about, what was that, 2017 when he got out. And he's been on the straight and narrow ever since then. So that's why I like Twitter, or, you know, we call it X now, or Elon Musk calls it X. But basically, I like the fact that you can just, you know, whoever it is that you want to plug into, you can just get their thoughts and get their frame of mind and all that. So, you know, I've been OJ for a minute. You know what I'm saying? He'd just be at his golf course, his golf, wherever, you know, country club or whatever you call it, that he goes to, you know, to play his golf or whatever. And, you know, he would just, you know, turn his phone on and give some thoughts about the NFL and especially the running back position, which he was one of the best at. So it was just good seeing him get some national spotlight. And I love how Cam and Mace, they aren't afraid to go against the grain and get the person that's blacklisted and bring them on. So that was just an interesting interview. You know what I'm saying? And OJ handled himself very well. You know what I'm saying? It was just the OJ of old. You know what I'm saying? You never knew that he had so much controversy with his whole wife and, you know, that happened years ago. You would just think, you know, this is like a, you know, former NFL veteran just, you know, giving you his opinion as an analyst. So that was interesting to see. So shout out to them. Also, shout out to, like I said, you know, the Is What It Is, you know, Cam and May Show. They also had Antonio Brown. So shout out to Antonio Brown, you know, former Pittsburgh Steeler, won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a couple of years ago. He was on there, and that was a very interesting, you know, I guess, interview, you know what I'm saying? But he was just giving his, you know, because a lot of people tried to really frame him as being crazy and, like, you know, because his last game, he just, like, took off his pads and in the middle of the game just left the field and shit. People like, what the fuck? But he gave the whole story behind it, what led to that. So, you know, that was interesting to see. So, shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a big football, you know, when it comes to my sports now, I got like a lineup, right? So my top five sports right now, I would say number one is football for me. Number two is tennis. Shout out to Coco Gauff, and I'm going to get into, you know, Coco Gauff. Shout out to her winning the U.S. Open. So right now, tennis. Number three, boxing. You know what I'm saying? I got Bud Crawford, you know what I'm saying? Got boxing back on point where it need to be. So that's probably like my third favorite right now. Fourth, shout out to Sha'Carri Richardson, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing on the track and field. I'm kind of, you know, anytime she got a race, I'm locked in. And number five is basketball, you know what I'm saying? Now, basketball, once it gets back in season, will probably go up a few notches for me again. But, you know, right now, those are the sports I'm checking for, man. So that's like my top five. But, you know, just shout out to football season. Basically, today was, you know, of course, well, football season, it kicked off on Thursday night. But today was the official day where most of the teams play. You know, of course, you got Monday Night Football tomorrow. But shout out to my Browns representing the Great Lakes. So also this year, I'm premiering, especially on a world-famous chop-up, you know, the Sunday Fun Day edition or the Twitter Tuesday edition, whichever one you want to listen to. But I'm really going to be giving you a weekly update or at least bi-weekly, definitely a monthly update on what I call the Great Lakes Division. So I was kind of toying with this idea. I was definitely going to, you know, showcase it for basketball season because I think it really correlates with basketball, you know what I'm saying, as far as the division and the cities and the way they kind of align in the Eastern Conference or whatever. But then I got to thinking, you know, because I was just talking about how football premiered on Thursday. And, of course, the champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, they hosted the first game of the season. Now, they didn't have their defensive player. He's holding out for more money. I believe his name is Chris. I don't want to pronounce it wrong or say it wrong, but I think it's Chris Johnson. Very good player defensively, but he's like, yo, we won a Super Bowl. I'm the biggest name on defense. I got to get that bag. Speaking of bags, you know, Nick Bosa for the 49ers, he got his bag right before the season. So all these defensive players, if they going into the last year of their deal, they like, they don't even have to be defensive players. If you're just a football player going into the last year of your deal, you want to get a new deal set up and have a long-term situation because you never know if you're on the last year of your deal, you get hurt or really have a bad season, that's going to fuck up your money. So a lot of times, like, you got the leverage, you got to use it. So, you know, Chris Johnson, I believe that's his name. Hopefully I'm saying that right. I might have to Google it just to make sure. But he didn't play. But also, all-pro tight end, Cleveland Heights representative, my guy Travis Kelce, you know, he was hurt, had like a bone bruise or something like that. So, you know, he wanted to make sure that he's good because, you know, it's a 17-game season. So he just wanted to make sure that he's good to go. So he didn't play. So basically, the Detroit Lions, you know, representing the Great Lakes Division by way of Detroit. I'm gonna tell you my Great Lakes Division. Basically, they got the upset win. Chris Jones, my fault. I was saying Chris Johnson. Chris Jones is the defensive player for the Kansas City Chiefs that, you know, is holding out for his bag or whatever. Chris Jones, not Chris Johnson. Chris Jones. And like I said, Travis Kelce didn't play either, who's the tight end. He he's the Shaq to, you know what I'm saying, Patrick Mahomes, Kobe Bryant. They're like Kobe and Shaq of football right now. They're doing their thing. But anyway, so it was just Patrick Mahomes out there trying to will his team to win. But Detroit, they look like they could be on point to have a pretty good season this year. You know, a lot of people, they finished the season strong last year. So without further ado, you know, basically my Great Lakes Division football edition is going to consist of these teams. So we have the Chicago Bears, which looked real, you know, I watched them earlier today because they play, who did they play today? They played the Green Bay Packers. They didn't look too good, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to Chicago, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely a Great Lakes city right there. So you got the Chicago Bears, and then we have the Detroit Lions, who I just mentioned. Shout out to Detroit for, you know, getting that win over Kansas City in the season opener. And then big shout out to Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns, you know what I'm saying? Great Lakes city representative by way of Cleveland. Deshaun Watson looking good out there, you know what I'm saying? Beat Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have that Ohio pride like that, you know what I'm saying? I represent the Great Lakes, you know, Cleveland, Ohio. It's Cleveland. Like, Cincinnati, to me, they might as well be in Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't give two fucks about Cincinnati. I mean, no disrespect, but, you know, Cleveland – We got that win over Cincinnati, so shout out to that. I'm glad that we're starting out on the right track. And then the number four team in the Great Lakes Division is going to be the Buffalo Bills. So they play the Jets tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a great game on Monday night. You know, of course, you got Aaron Rodgers, his New York Jets debut. Or should I say the New Amsterdam Jets, you know what I'm saying? So I just got my own lingo. When it comes to these different regions now, you know, I just see things differently, you know, looking at this country. So I will keep the people posted on the Great Lakes Division, you know what I'm saying, those teams right there, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna really put a spotlight on those teams because, you know, that's where I come from, man. I come from the Great Lakes, and I just, you know, the South always get their shine right now because, you know, the South is the South. You know, of course, that's where where my ancestors is from, you know what I'm saying? I love the South, especially Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? That's where my roots are, you know. But, you know, but the South always going to get their just due. You know, you got Florida, shout out to Black by way of Orlando, you know what I'm saying? You got Miami. You got all the cities in Florida that's doing their thing, southern cities. You got Texas, you know what I'm saying? If you want to go south by south, southwest, you know what I'm saying? You got Texas. You know, then you got Louisiana, you know, you got Tennessee. So you got, you know, the South is definitely represented to the fullest. Alabama, you know what I'm saying? So, and then we get to the West Coast. And, of course, you know, I love my West Coast people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my family out in L.A., Pasadena, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my wife's family out there. And then the East Coast, you know, that's where everything started, you know, so the East Coast is always going to get this shine. And, you know, of course, I'm coming live and direct from New Amsterdam. But I just had to give my Great Lakes some shine, man. I just think it just gets caught up in the Midwest and people just – it's just the Midwest, it just sounds weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, you say the Midwest, you can, if you still want to talk about the Midwest, yeah, when you say St. Louis, when you say, you know, cities like Minneapolis or – Indiana's a state, but Indianapolis, I said Minneapolis, but Minnesota, you know, like those teams, I mean, those, that region there, you can call that the Midwest. You know, you can call Cincinnati the Midwest, depending on how you're looking at it, you know what I'm saying? Because, and all that. But when it comes to the Great Lakes, I'm talking about that region that's right by them Great Lakes. So, you know, so that's how I feel about that. So speaking of, real quick, I'm going to give you a quick insight to three topics that I'm going to be discussing on, you know, the world famous Chop Up this coming Tuesday. Big shout out to Kev Irk. So we're going to be, you know, going back and forth on these topics. So the one topic that I'm going to get into is going to be called, is sports fandom the closest thing to relationships? So I'm going to pose that question because, you know, I'm a Browns fan. So I was just telling you that, you know, when I was running down my whole Great Lakes division, But I flirted with the Jets. You know what I'm saying? I flirted, but I never cheated. I flirted a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always a Browns fan. I just left the Guardians. I said this about last week or 2 weeks ago. The Cleveland Guardians, which is the football team, I dumped them. I left them. But I left them. And now I'm with the Atlanta Braves now as far as my baseball. You know what I'm saying? The Cavs, we had a nice relationship back in the day, but now it's a little rocky. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, we're going to go in depth on how sports fans can be kind of like relationships and correlated. So that's one of the topics. And then shout out, the other topic I'm working on is, you know, at the U.S. Open, I went to the U.S. Open, you know, 2 weeks ago, day two of the U.S. Open. And I'm glad I wasn't a Jinx or Coco Gauff, because I was like, damn, I'm going to give y'all a quick story. So I got to the U.S. Open, day two. Coco Gauff, I believe she played, you know, day one of the Open, so I missed her first round matchup. I got a chance to see Madison Keys, who choked in the semifinals. I thought she was actually going to face Coco Gauff in the finals, but she choked in the semifinals. Coco Gauff, of course, you know, won her semifinals matchup, won the finals, and she's the champion. But, you know, so I didn't get a chance to see her live at the U.S. Open. And then my ESPN, you know, I have ESPN Plus now for, like, football stuff so I can, you know, talk sports for the season coming up. But for some reason, ESPN and my cable network is having some contract negotiations. So all the times that Coco Gauff was playing, and I wanted to actually watch her match, you know, from ESPN on my TV or on my phone or something like that, I wasn't able to do it. But she was able to win. So I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying, if I would have watched, if I would have jinxed her by, you know what I'm saying, and she might have lost. So maybe everything happens for a reason. I wasn't supposed to see her live at the U.S. Open. I wasn't supposed to see her on TV, and she won the whole thing. So, I, you know, I'm just salute, you know what I'm saying, I'm so happy for her, 19 years old. Black girl magic, you know what I'm saying, just stepping into that whole Serena Williams, you know what I'm saying, that lineage. So, you know, it was just great to see her, you know, take it and, you know, not choke under pressure. You know, she had all types of people coming to see her. You had Gronk from the New England Patriots at one of her matches. You had my guy Jimmy Butler went to, like, all of her matches at the U.S. Open. You had the Obamas in the house for, like, her quarterfinals match. And for her to just live up there, and like I said, to me, as far as all sporting events, especially in New York City, there's nothing like going to, one, a Knicks game at the Garden, and then two, you know, the U.S. Open in Queens. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like a New Yorker when I'm there. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that, man. So that was a good time. So I'm going to be talking about that. You know, me and Kev Hook are going to be going back and forth. And, you know, Cam, man, big shout out to Cam. You know, hats off, man. You know, me and my wife, we always been, like, Dipset fans for years. And to see Cam, like, this transition to it is what it is and, you know, come and now, you know, he's right there with the heavyweights of ESPN and Fox Sports 1, you know what I'm saying, and doing it his way. Salute. But he dropped a new album. It kind of correlates with, like, a lot of the songs, you know, I've heard, you know, since he's been on It Is What It Is, just in his, like, promotions of the show. So I'm going to be reviewing that album with Kev Hurt. So that's all coming up on this coming Tuesday. So definitely, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend, log on and listen. And to be completely plugged in, you know, like I said, if you want to make sure you don't miss the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chop Up, just follow the Mo Benz. There's two ways you can do it. You can follow the Mo Benz page, MOBINNS. You know, that's the Mo Benz page. And, you know, you'll definitely be plugged in. You know what I'm saying? You'll catch it on the when I retweet it. And then, you know, you can follow the World Famous Chop Up. It's at Rap Sports Life. And then, you know, if you follow that, you know, that's the page where we go live, you know, each and every Tuesday. Generally, you know, it's 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We always keep it short and sweet. And also, too, you know, shout out to Black, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, Black is going to tweet out the show. Once she tweets out the show, I'm going to retweet it. So anybody that might have missed this show, definitely, you know, be on the lookout for that. And then if you want to follow, if you want to put a face with the voice, as always, follow me on IG or check me out on IG. It's MoBinns, MOBINNS. Just keep it respectful. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, follow the Twitter page, man. Real Adult Talk. You know, we spell it T-A-W-K, like Hawk, but with a T. Real Adult Talk, T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the Real Adult Talk is you know, it's always a good follow, man. I keep it crunk. If you just want to see me in my purest form, me being me, uncut, definitely follow that page, man. I keep it balanced. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be I'm going to give you some G. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see, you know, sexy adult starlet, all that. You know what I'm saying? Just follow that page, and that's it, man. So once again, this has been another edition of Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. So, you know, each and every Sunday, you know, we serving it up from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.